You're listening to Simply the Best Sports Take, the best podcast breaking down the best stuff in sports with host Sean Bingham. His takes are so good, he dropped the mic, but then you wouldn't be able to hear him, and that would suck.
Welcome into STB Sports Take, Simply the Best Sports Podcast. I'm your host, Sean Bingham. Thank you for being here. We are on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Anchor Podcasts, everywhere you get your podcasts. We are there. Yes, for those watching on YouTube, I am wearing a Santa hat. I tend to wear this quite a bit in the month of December because it is Christmas season. We are in the Christmas spirit. So Merry Christmas to all of you. This will be the last podcast before Christmas. So this is my chance to wish all of you very Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Holidays. Happy everything. It's a great time of year. So Merry Christmas. Lots to talk about today, but we're going to have to do it quickly because I got a ton of work piling up with Trippio. Shameless plug that I'm just keeping here. The Simply the Best Sports Podcast logo is over here on the mug. But yeah, things are busy. It's that time of year. But football's in full swing. The Commanders, the Washington Commanders, formerly known as the Redskins, the Washington Commanders played last night on Sunday Night Football in a very pivotal and important NFC East game. Both teams, the Giants and the Commanders, were 7-5-1 in those last two wildcard spots for the NFC playoffs. And it's in Washington, home game for my Commanders. They're my team. And they don't play great, but they play good enough to be right in it there at the end. And they get absolutely hosed by the officials. If you watch this, you know what I'm talking about. Terry McLaurin, our best player, he gets called for illegal formation. Okay, there's like seconds remaining on the clock. And Commanders hand the ball off. I think it was to Robinson. He scores a touchdown. Okay, they need to now get a two-point conversion to tie the game to force overtime. And a flag is thrown on Terry McLaurin for illegal formation. He is literally at the far right side of the field, right next to the official, seen on camera, looking at the official, raising his right hand like, hey, we good? And the official points and says, move up a little bit. He steps up a little bit, looks at him again, and the official gives him some sort of, you know, whatever. Right as the ball is snapped, Terry McLaurin is 30, 40 feet away, has nothing to do with the play. The handoff is up the middle, right up the gut for a touchdown. He had zero impact on the play, zero. And they immediately throw a flag on him. Five-yard penalty, replay the down. It's like, what? I just looked at you and asked, like, it's on camera. I mean, this is a huge black eye on the NFL. It really is on the officiating. I mean, there's already people saying that this is the equivalent of like a, what's that guy's name, Donaghy, for the NBA that was like fixing games, right? This is an example of where that can happen in the NFL. I mean, what are you talking about? Like a flag, I literally looked at you, raised my hand. You told me to move up. I moved up. I looked at you again. You said I was good. Terry McLaurin was interviewed after the game saying this, saying like, what are you talking about? Like I spoke with him. He's right next to me. I spoke with him. He said I was good. He told me to move up. I moved up. Then he said I was good. So kind of a weird thing there. So then they play it. They go to the next play. Okay. They just take it. They take the penalty. They don't have a choice. And there's a fantastic pass. You know, it's kind of a little bit of a broken play. Taylor Heinicke gets free, throws a really good pass to, who was it? Was it Sims? It wasn't Sims. I can't remember who it was now. But he is literally draped all over by the defender. The Giants defensive back is literally bear hugging him from behind, bumping him, pulling on his arm, all these things before the pass has arrived. And then just before it arrives, he's bear hugging him. Okay. And it's like, not just before, it's like a full second before, like very, very obvious. No pass interference called. Would have been a touchdown. And if pass interference is called, now you get it at the 1 yard line and it's an automatic first down. They for sure get that touchdown. At least give them the chance to go for that 2-point conversion. So there were two plays in a row where the Commanders got absolutely hosed by the officials. Very, very bizarre, very disappointing. So they now drop to 7-6-1. They're still in the hunt for the playoffs. So we're going to pull up. What we're going to do here is we're going to pull up the current standings and then compare them to my preseason predictions, which were clear back from September 6th. So more than 2 months ago, 2.5 months ago, or no, more than 3 months ago. Holy cow, is that right? To November, October. Wow, 3.5 months ago. This is flying by. So we go back to 3.5 months ago, see where I'm at and how I did. So the current standings, for the playoffs. I believe the Commanders are still going to be in there as the 7 seed. Yeah, they are. So, but they're 7-6-1. They're just barely like a half game ahead of the Seahawks and the Lions. So they're going to have to win. I mean, that was a very pivotal game. So now the Giants are in a very comfortable 6 seed, right? So we'll see. So, okay, let's look real quick at the division, just by division. So I had said, we'll start with the NFC. I had said it would finish Cowboys, Commanders, Eagles, Giants. Obviously, the Eagles are playing out of their minds. They're going to win that division, and good for them. I was wrong on that. My Commanders, you know, Commanders should be in third. They're in fourth, so I was a little off on that one. But that's the one I'm the most biased on, so don't hate me too bad. Okay, moving on to the NFC North. This one's interesting. I don't know what I was thinking with the Bears. So I had Packers, Bears, Vikings, Lions. And the actual standings currently are Vikings, Lions, Packers, Bears. Not good on that one either. Okay. I did say, though, in defense, the very next day, I said if I was going to make one change, I would move the Vikings up to second. I don't know what I was thinking. Still thought the Packers would do better. That's very surprising. NFC South, I said Bucks, Panthers, Saints, Falcons. It is exactly that. Bucks, Panthers, Saints, Falcons. So really good on that one. NFC West, I said Rams. Wow. Cardinals, Niners, Seahawks. Holy cow, that was way wrong. And it is Niners, Seahawks, Rams, Cardinals. Nobody thought the Rams were going to do this. I don't know how the Rams and the Cardinals have done this to themselves. Injuries have been a huge part of it, but I was pretty off on that one as well. To the AFC, and moving to the AFC over here. Okay, AFC East, I said Bills, Pats, Dolphins, Jets, and we have Bills, Dolphins, Pats, Jets. Very good on that one for me. To the AFC North, I said Bengals, Ravens, Steelers, Browns, and we have Bengals, Ravens, Browns, Steelers are tied. So I was perfect on that one as well. AFC South, I said Titans, Colts, Jags, Texans, and we have Titans, Jags, Colts, Texans. So I was very, very good on that. And then the AFC West, I had Chiefs, Chargers, Broncos, Raiders, and we have Chiefs, Chargers, Raiders, Broncos. So very, very good on that one as well. So pretty good. Not bad. I mean, I had a few that were way off, especially where I had some biases, but overall, not bad. The interesting thing here is Tom Brady is going to make the playoffs. They lose again yesterday. The Buccaneers do. They're 6-8. The NFC South is absolutely pathetic. But they're going to win their division. They're a game up, and they're going to make the playoffs. They're going to host a playoff game. Despite being 6-8, they will host a playoff game. So very, very interesting. Again, the current standings. And let's look at the odds actually real quick to win the Super Bowl. So my prediction for the Super Bowl at this point, and I said this a couple months ago in an earlier podcast, it looks like the Niners are a team to beat. When Jimmy Garoppolo went down, I thought like their chances were done. But Brock Purdy has come in and just dominated. Like, he's actually almost better than Jimmy Garoppolo. So I don't know what's going to go on there. I don't know how long that can last. Is it fool's gold? Is it beginner's luck? What's going on? Is it just that there's no tape on this guy? Is it going to catch up to the Niners? How is he going to do, you know, when it's really crunch time? These are questions that Niners fans should be asking themselves, because I don't know the answer. I know that he's playing insanely well, and the Niners are 10-4. They look like the team to beat in the NFC to me, more so than the Eagles, more so than the Cowboys, more so than the Vikings. I give the nod to the 49ers as the team to beat out of the NFC. In the AFC, I think we're absolutely on a collision course for the Bills and the Chiefs to meet in the AFC Championship game, and whoever hosts that game is going to have a big advantage. And it currently is, if we go by conference, because of the head-to-head, it currently is the Bills, because they won that head-to-head matchup against the Chiefs earlier in the year. But both teams have games left, of course. There's three games left, and so we'll see what happens there. So as far as the playoff odds, so I would say whoever hosts that game, let's look at their schedules, because I need to be able to break down what's going to happen here. Whoever hosts that game, I think, will win that game. That's what I think is going to happen. Whoever hosts that AFC Championship game will win it. The Bills have the advantage with a tiebreaker. They play Colts. No, that's preseason. Excuse me. Where is this? Okay. They play at the Bears, at the Bengals versus the Patriots at home. At Bengals will be a tough one. At Bears will be a win. I'm going to predict they go 2-1 with maybe a loss to the Bengals. It's quite possible they go 3-0, but let's say they go 2-1, okay, just for argument's sake. The Bills will go 2-1, which means they'd finish 13-4. And then let's look at the Chiefs. The Chiefs have remaining on their schedule Seahawks at home, Broncos at home, Raiders on the road. The Chiefs will most likely finish 3-0. So that would mean that the Chiefs would host that game, the AFC Championship game. So I'm going to say, again, if I'm going to predict that the Bills drop one of these remaining three, likely at the Bengals, they're going to drop one. Well, let's look at the Bengals. How much do the Bengals really need to fight for that at that point? Let's have a look, because that's going to matter as well. It's the second to last game of the season. If the Bengals already have stuff wrapped up, the Bengals will likely be fighting for it to win their division. They're 10-4. They're on a tear right now. The Bengals are the real deal. So I'm going to say that when the Bills go visit the Bengals, maybe the Bengals get the better of them at home, trying to fight for that, make sure they secure that division championship. And then that would put them in a tie as well, maybe move them to the 2 seed. So that could be really interesting. So whoever hosts that AFC championship game, gosh, now I'm looking at the Bengals. I'm thinking the Bengals are right there. They're one game behind. And if they beat the Bills, that would actually give them the 2 seed in the AFC playoffs, which would make them the ones in a collision course to play the Chiefs or to host the Bills again. I'm still going to say Bills and Chiefs in the AFC championship game, and I'm going to say whoever hosts that game wins it. I'm going to predict it's the Chiefs. So I'm going to say the Chiefs and the 49ers are in the Super Bowl. Let's look at the Vegas odds now. I wanted to go through that whole exercise so you could see the train of thought. And before I look at the Vegas odds, I'm going to say the Vegas odds should be, they should be Chiefs the highest, Bills the second highest, 49ers third highest, Bengals fourth highest, and we'll say Eagles fifth. Okay, so I'm going to go 3 AFC teams, 2 NFC for the top 5, and it's going to be Chiefs, Bills, Niners, Bengals, Eagles. Okay, that's what I think. So let's see. I'm actually really curious to see how close I am on with what Vegas says, because the money talks, right? All right, we're going to odds, futures. Oh, where is it? NFL futures. Where is the Super Bowl? Oh, they've moved it up. They've moved it up to its own thing. Here we go. Super Bowl odds. Okay, sorry about that. All right. They have Bills, Eagles, Chiefs, 49ers, Bengals. So I got the top 5 right. I just had them slightly out of order. I'm surprised they have the Chiefs lower than even the Eagles. I mean, I get it. You know, they're saying they got to get by. But to me, whoever wins that, I guess that would make sense, actually, because they're saying the Eagles and the... I kind of mix that up in my brain, because they're saying whoever... The Eagles and the 49ers have the easiest road to get to the Super Bowl, right? They just have to get by one or the other. The Bills and the Chiefs arguably have the hardest road. They're saying they're going to slightly favor the Bills to win the AFC. And then if they get there, they're for sure going to win the Super Bowl. They're saying the Chiefs have a harder chance to even get to the Super Bowl, therefore lower odds of winning the Super Bowl, which makes sense. So I got that a little bit mixed up in my mind. I'm surprised they have the Eagles ahead of the 49ers, because I think we've seen enough to feel like the Niners can play with Brock Purdy. But I got the top 5 right. That makes me feel good. So Bengals have inched their way up. For the record, it goes then Cowboys, Vikings, Chargers, Ravens, Bucks, Dolphins, Lions, Titans, Jags, Giants, Seahawks, Commanders. No love for the Commanders. What the heck? Who do the Commanders have left? Are they going to make the playoffs? Who do they have left on their schedule? Tough loss yesterday and totally hosed by the officials. The NFL's got to come out and say something. Commanders have, at the Niners. That's a tough one. Versus the Browns. Also a tough one because Deshaun Watson, and then Cowboys at home. That's going to be tough. They're probably going to go 1-2, unfortunately. They needed that win yesterday really bad. But that's the NFL. As far as MVP goes, who is your MVP? Who is your MVP? There's a lot of talk right now. Obviously, it almost always goes to a quarterback. We know that. Joe Burrow playing out of his mind. Josh Allen's the front runner. Seems like he's kind of come back down. Patrick Mahomes playing really well. It feels like maybe it's Joe Burrow right now. I don't know. Maybe I'm just trying to be different when it should just be Patrick Mahomes because he's the best. But Patrick Mahomes leads the league in yards. Tom Brady's third, by the way, despite his team sucking. Joe Burrow fourth, Josh Allen fifth. So let's look at the complete passing leaders. So touchdowns is led by Patrick Mahomes. QBR is led by Patrick Mahomes. Tua was a dark horse for MVP at one point. Not so much now, but he's second in QBR. Rating, passer rating is Tua with Mahomes third. Jalen Hurts was a guy that everyone was talking about at one point, right, being a MVP candidate. Completion percentage, Burrow second, Geno Smith first, Mahomes is sixth. Yards, again, it's Mahomes. I feel like it's Mahomes right now. You could make an argument for Jalen Hurts. He's 10th in yards passing. His QBR is good. He's 4th in QBR. Passer rating, he's 4th in passer rating. Touchdowns, he's 10th in touchdowns. But he's also running the ball pretty darn well, Jalen Hurts is. So it's got to be Jalen Hurts or Patrick Mahomes, in my opinion. Maybe Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow's a freaking stud, by the way. That guy's going to be an MVP at some point. So that's kind of the update on the NFL. I'm going to say, let's look at the futures. Let's look at the odds for the MVP. NFL futures, NFL MVP. Here we go. Pulling it up now. Jalen Hurts, Patrick Mahomes, kind of tied 1-2. Hurts with a slight edge. Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Tua, Justin Jefferson. And then you can bet on guys like Tyreek Hill, Kirk Cousins, Justin Herbert. Somehow they have Trey Lance on here. Trey Lance hasn't even played. But there you go. That's that. So BYU wins their bowl game. By the way, I didn't even recognize half the names on the stat sheet. I like looked at the stat sheet. Didn't watch the game. Looked at the stat sheet. And I was like, I don't even know who these guys are. They won the bowl game. Next stop is the Big 12. Very exciting stuff. Looking forward to that. We've got the Rose Bowl for Utah coming up. Let's see who's favored there, by the way. Let's just see NCAA football bowl game odds. Okay. We need the granddaddy of them all. So they're actually slightly favoring across the board, slightly favoring Utah by 2.5. So Utah expected to win the Rose Bowl over Penn State. That's kind of exciting. Going to be big next year. We've got Big 12, Pac-12. Going to be fun in the state of Utah for football. We'll do that next week. We'll do that next week. This week was kind of rushed. I told you I had a lot to get off my chest, but in a quick amount of time, mainly that the Commanders got hosed. Do a little recap of the NFL. Merry Christmas to all of you guys. We'll talk more about the college football playoffs next week, the day after Christmas. Please hit that subscribe button. Share this with your friends. All that good stuff. I love you guys. I am out. Peace. We got the same.
Thanks for hanging with Simply the Best Sports Take. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and check out stbsportstake.com. Simply the best in sports. 'Cause we are warriors.